This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Nobody wants to feel like they're being taken advantage of, especially by the person they love. On today's case, Mr. Tubbs says his partner, Ms. Gibson, has done that and a whole lot more. He says she's refused to contribute financially to the relationship while also using his money to support her friends. He's had enough and says if things don't change, he will be calling it quits on their relationship. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Tubbs versus Gibson.
Thank you very much. Mr. Tubbs, Ms. Gibson. Mr. Tubbs, you say your 5-year relationship has come to a dead end. You say you've reached your breaking points with Ms. Gibson's lack of respect towards you and the relationship leaving you with one foot out the door.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Ms. Gibson, you admit that you have some flaws, but say Mr. Tubbs also contributes to the dysfunction in your relationship. You are hoping that today you can come to a resolution for the sake of your family.
Yes, Your Honor.
So I'm trying to figure out how we got here today. Mr. Tubbs, you start.
How you doing, sir? Your Honor, we here today because she thinks I'm a manipulator. She thinks I'm toxic. She thinks I'm controlling. I'm none of those things. She's really the one that's controlling and a narcissist that, you know, wants to tell me everything, wants to cuss me out, wants to be disrespectful towards me. So right now, I'm at the point like, hey, let's figure this out. Let's see if we can come to a conclusion to where we can move on, because I want to get married. I want to buy a new house, you know, so I want to make sure before I do all that, I don't want it to go unseen. I initially met her back in high school. Years later, I get on Facebook, you know, scrolling through. I see her again. Back then, she was skinny. Looking on Facebook, she, you know, the booty. Hey, I'm like, okay, let me holler at her. Hopped in the DMs 5 years later, you know, so here we are.
She wasn't attractive to you in the beginning.
Nah, I wasn't, you know. Mm-hmm. She was cool, but...
And so we're talking 5 years now, and I understand that although you have no children together, you have one son and you have one son.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we really have some stakes here because anytime the two of you are going to end up together, it will impact on two young people's lives also.
Yes.
Mr. Tubbs, why don't you tell me why you think Ms. Gibson is not ready for what you're bringing to the table?
You know, she's disrespectful when she speaks to me. She'll go through my phone. She'll assume I'm cheating when I'm not cheating, not doing anything at all.
But you use the phrase disrespectful as if there was something that had occurred.
The way she speaks to me sometimes.
I understand.
You can't... Just because you mad or you assume something, you can't just cuss me out or, you know, stuff like that.
All right, Ms. Gibson, are you taken aback by what he's claiming or do you agree that there's been some insensitivity on your part, ma'am?
I don't think that I'm insensitive. I think that I match his disrespect.
So you're telling me you give as good as you get?
Yes, yeah.
So, but you all both know that that's not a way to conduct a relationship.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, so talk to me a little bit about this restaurant. Mr. Tubbs, I understand there's a issue that has to do with the restaurant.
Last year, she wanted to start her restaurant up. Get it going and stuff. So I gave her some money to help get it going.
Is Ms. Gibson a chef?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So she wanted to
chef.
Have her
she
own.
She can cook good.
Okay, well, good.
She do her thing in that kitchen. So she got some good food.
So I understand she wanted to open her own restaurant. What happened?
So she hit me up. Hey, I need to get the restaurant going. I think it was $5,000 to $10,000 she needed right then that week. I said, let's go. Let's get it. So we got it going. So we starting everything off. I'm doing everything I can to help her, so...
That sounds like a very good partner. Ms. Gibson, did it occur the way he's saying?
Partially. He did help me with the down payment, but I should just, like, basically get on my knees and praise him for that, which I am grateful, but he only lasted 1 month of the business being open. After that, he got mad at me and he dropped out of the deal, so he was no longer a business partner of mine.
Do you still have the restaurant?
I don't still have the restaurant. He stopped doing his part.
Mr. Tubbs, what made you walk away?
She treated me like she didn't need me in the business. Why would I spend a bunch of time and money and effort building up a company that's not going to help benefit me? I gotta do my business.
Okay, Miss Gibson, is that what it was about?
No, he left because he was mad. So I don't understand why he would back away from it and let it go down the drain. Also, as my boyfriend, he should have been there for me.
You're saying, Mr. Tubbs, that she's, quote, ungrateful. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to give me some more examples because I'm not getting the sense.
Okay, I'm going to make it make sense for you. I spent a lot of money helping you. I spent a lot of time taking time off from what I'm doing to help you out. So I'm losing money and I'm dishing out a lot of money. So when Christmas come up, I'm not going to spend a lot of money on Christmas. I don't deal with holidays like that, Your Honor. I don't care about them too much.
The gifts that he does give is because he's done something bad. Like, he's cheated on me before that. So he gives me a gift to get back in his good graces. It doesn't feel genuine when he's giving me those gifts.
Sounds like, when somebody gets caught and somebody goes out and buys a big giant ring and gives that ring over
exactly.
to
their
partner.
Exactly.
That's not it.
And,
But you got a smile on your face because you know exactly the status.
I know it ain't true. That's why I'm smiling.
Okay. All right. What is going on with this credit card use? Because that's a big claim that mm-hmm. I see before me.
When I'm going through my credit card statements, I got to stay on top of my finances. I'm looking through, I'm seeing she initially asked me for $1,200 or $1,400. So I'm going through my credit card statements. That $1,200 turned into $6,000 now.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah. When I go to ask her, hey, it's a $2,000. You sent $2,000 to one of your friends. What you sent it for? I asked her. She said I had a bill to pay. That's not a good answer to give somebody if you use their credit card. If somebody take your money and they spend it on something, they should be able to go into details on what they spent it on.
100%, Mr. Tubbs. Tag, you're it, Ms. Gibson. Were you cheating with this woman?
No.
Because you got a woman basically look like she just came out of bed. And by the way, tacky as hell to be out there with a bonnet out on the street.
Exactly.
That was her. No.
Look at me.
Let me tell you how she got the...
And please, don't do this. Don't.
Okay.
Don't do this. Because you know what that is.
What that means.
I'm about to lie to you, Miss Jones.
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What happened to $2,000? And yes, you do owe the man an explanation.
I had bills to pay at that point. I had just spent a lot of money on this restaurant that didn't work out, and he still wants to be in my life, and I still want to be in his life. But at this point, I need you to hold me down. Mm-hmm. So I needed some money to pay my bills. And I sent the money to my friend because she pays my bills for me. So that's why I used that money. I wouldn't say I took it because he gave me permission to use his cards.
But wait a minute, hold up. Everybody's going to need to have an explanation.
Yeah.
Did you sit down and say to your man?
No.
Okay, well, they're right there. You wrong. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Mr. Tubbs, who's got to pay that bill when it comes?
I got to pay.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I'm clear about that. If he gave you permission to use the credit card, under what set of circumstances did you give her permission?
Gabriel, she said she needed $1,200, $1,500 for her car or something. I don't care. That's fine.
And that was the credit card to be used to take care of that.
Uh-huh.
But then when that extra $2,000 came in, that was something that you were like, well, wait a minute, what's this also, correct?
Yeah, I seen a couple other statements. Okay, what is this for?
Fair enough.
Not that I care. It's not a big problem. I just need to know.
You don't have to explain. Because when it's my money, I need to know. So, Ms. Gibson?
Yeah.
The man need to know what you're spending money on. What's unreasonable about that, ma'am?
It's not unreasonable. He never asked me what I spent the money on.
Nuh-uh. I can tell you right now he asked you.
No. I don't know this man. The man is telling me right here, he saw $2,000. You cannot make me believe he didn't come to you and ask you about the $2,000.
I told him I had to pay my bills, and he didn't ask anything more than that. So that's where we left it.
It's going to go into an argument at that point. You've already disrespected me when you sent my... First of all, you don't need your friend to pay for nothing. You can ask me. Why would you send her money to pay for anything? Just ask me.
And he's also the type of man that don't allow me to spend my money. So I didn't think it was really that much of an issue because it's not something that's foreign.
I'm still confused. If the gentleman is saying he is helping you pay whatever expenses that you have, why didn't you just pay them directly, those expenses?
Because I have my friend pay them for me.
Why?
Because I run a business and I have a lot going on, so I just send it to her. I just send it to her and she takes care of that for me.
Okay, that sounds shady. I don't know you, I don't know your friend, but that sounds shady.
I just gave her the money. I didn't... It wasn't anything fraudulent.
I'm not suggesting that it was criminal. I'm suggesting that it was sneaky. That's all I'm asking.
I should have told him from the beginning that I used his money.
That's correct.
So
that's what I've been trying to get at.
Like again, I said, he let me down when he walked away from the business, and it went down with him walking away. So I feel like him as my man, when I'm down because you let me down, it shouldn't have been an issue.
Has your mom been a witness to some of the relationship turmoil?
Yes.
I'd love to hear from her.
I don't like Jerry because of the way he acts. I mean, he acts like a good person, a sweet person, then like a switch, a flick off in his head, and he's just a whole... He's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Missed a show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
You've said that there's disrespect. I understand this argument that you're making. But what's about this insecurity, sneaky stuff? This is what you've brought to court today. I don't understand what you're meaning.
So, far as me, she accuses me of cheating all the time, that I'm, you know, I'm out here dealing with different women that I'm working with. One time, I had a client that I'm meeting with, handled that situation. I'm leaving. As I'm leaving, she's calling my phone. I'm like, okay, what's going on? What's wrong with you? She's like, pull back up to where you at. Look, I'm finna walk up to our apartment door and see what's going on.
What kind of work are you doing that you had to be at a woman's apartment complex?
I dropped off her paperwork. So she wanted to start up an LLC, so I started it up. And then
are you a lawyer?
No. Okay. You don't have to be a lawyer to start an LLC.
I know. I'm just trying to figure out what kind of work you do.
I'm a business consultant. Okay. So I help people start businesses, personal credit, business credit, things like that, get loans, help them out.
I see.
Gerald is a serial cheater, so we made an agreement before...
Okay, you just made a statement, an allegation. Okay, based on what?
Gerald has been called cheating numerous of times. One time I was at his house and I needed to use his laptop. I called him and asked for the password. His laptop is attached to his phone, so I seen all his text messages and I seen literally everything.
And then she went through the phone and she went through the laptop and she saw it all.
I seen it all.
That's how you got caught, Mr. Tubbs?
I don't recall it being like
but,
that.
But on that, on the day that he's talking about, Gerald agreed to put on his location because, again, he's a serial cheater. So to make me more comfortable, he put that on. I called Gerald through FaceTime and... When he was talking to me as if he was alone. And I seen the shoulder of another woman sitting in the car. He never told me that there was another female in the car. He has his location on. So the whole time I'm talking to him, I'm actually on my way to him because I can see where he is.
5-0 about to roll up.
So when I get there, I see the girl walking inside of her apartment. She has food and a shake in her hand that he just bought for her, and she has on pajama shorts, she has on a tank top, and she has on a bonnet, like she just got out of bed.
And
they just went to a store run. That doesn't sound look or feel professional to me.
And that sure don't sound like somebody just was dropping off the LLC
paperwork. She at home.
How'd she get the food and the shake and all of that?
Exactly.
That was her.
No, look at me.
Let me tell you how she got the. Don't do this.
Because you know what that is.
What that means.
I'm about to lie to you, Miss Jones.
I ain't finna lie. I'm gonna keep it real.
Okay. Were you cheating with this woman?
No, not at all.
Because you got a woman basically look like she just came out of bed. And by the way, tacky as hell to be out there with a bonnet out on the street. Bonnets are to be worn inside the house when you're about to go to bed or take a shower.
She just ran outside real quick.
Fix your hair. Look like a grown person.
That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Well, then you need to stop being with people that's like that, okay? I'm so tired of this.
So I get to the house and I FaceTime him and I knocked on the door. When I knocked on the door, I asked her, was she just here with Gerald? And she said, yeah.
What did the girl say happened?
When she opened the door, she was on the phone with him and he was ignoring my phone calls because I was calling him because he had left.
Okay, case closed.
Yeah.
Whatever you were doing...
Shady.
Why is it shady? What
it's
I
just
do?
Shady. Everything about it is shady. Okay. You're shady because you didn't provide an explanation. Remember how I took Miss Gibson to task for not providing you an explanation about the money that she took?
Yeah.
That's the exact same set of circumstances. This is your woman, and your woman needs to be reassured because for whatever reason, she thinks that you are a serial cheater. Whether you're not, I don't know. But for whatever reason, she thinks that you are. She needs to be reassured that you are not out there nefariously doing the same thing again.
Yeah.
You didn't reassure her to the point that she had to roll up on this other lady's house to try to do Inspector Gadget on her. Mm-hmm. I've already figured all of this out.
Well, Yana,
the two of you don't trust each other.
Yeah.
That's really what the bottom line is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need to go around and around and around on silliness. I need you to make your case. Is there a reason that y'all are still together? Because right now, I can't figure it out. Why are you still there?
I'm still there because I do love him.
Based on what? I'm so sick of hearing this.
I do love him based on the relationship that we have outside of everything that's toxic.
Okay, everything I've heard is toxic. Mr. Tubbs, I turn back to you. Why are you all interacting with each other in such a negative way? This is very toxic. And you both have children. Is this who you want,
Mr. Tubbs? I've tried to go to counseling. I've put that in the air a lot.
I understand you brought a witness today, Miss Gibson.
Yeah, I have my mom.
And has your mom been a witness to some of the relationship turmoil?
Yes.
I'd love to hear from her then.
Okay.
Miss Jamie Gibson is available by video.
Yeah.
Miss Gibson.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so very much for joining me. I understand that you are the mother of the defendant, Miss Gibson. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Mama to mama. What do you think of the relationship with Mr. Tubbs?
Oh, it's
Lord, she done took a breath, okay?
It's a lot. And at first, in the beginning, maybe the first 2 years, I was Team Jerry. But now, I don't like Jerry. And both of them know I don't like him because of the way he acts. I mean, he acts like a good person, a sweet person. Mm-hmm. But then, like, a switch, a flick off in his head, and he's just a whole... He's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I don't like how he's manipulative. He's a narcissist. If things don't go Jerry's way, it's no way.
Miss Gibson, have you ever just said to your daughter, stand on your own 2 feet and do your own thing, and then you don't have to depend on a man to help you?
I've told her that all her life. You can do it on your own. You've been doing it on your own before you met Jerry, so...
I thank you so very much, because what you've done is you've brought me right to a point that I want to make. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
No problem.
You came to divorce court today, Mr. Tubbs, as one last attempt to save this relationship because you all have invested a lot in each other.
Yes.
And Ms. Gibson, you said you claim to love Mr. Tubbs, but you need him to be respectful of your relationship. Mr. Tubbs, you need to realize that when you do nice things for someone that you love, you should do it without expectation.
It's always like that.
Okay, no, it's not, because there's been expectation while we've been standing here. I'm just letting you know.
That's fine, yeah.
Okay? So, he's been the bank, and you've been appreciating what the bank has been providing, but the bank has been requiring a lot more than you expected to give. That's really what happened. You're not bringing your whole self to this relationship. The reason you're not bringing your whole self is because you got comfortable allowing him to take the lead.
Yeah.
And when a man or the woman is taking the lead, they got the lead. Now, if you want to be respected, then you got to be respectful. Stand in the own space that God created for you. Bring something to the table other than an appetite. And then you can feed at your own table, chef. Go your separate ways until you can figure out how to be grown-ups. Okay, Robert, you have to explain that to me. These were just bickering people.
He felt entitled because he's, you know, he's fronting the money. He's, you know, taking care of her.
And yeah, so he cheats a little bit. Mm-hmm. So they argue back and forth. At some point, you just have to say, is it worth it?
Listen, he wanted her to take her lumps. I mean, don't take your lumps. Don't get abused. I mean, I'm tired of that.
Okay, at some point, stand on your own and stop expecting somebody to take care of you. And he needs to...
Absolutely. And all these women out there that want to open businesses, please don't do it in a bonnet.
Please. And outside in pajama pants.
Come on.
Next.
Made in Georgia.